This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Jefferson County is the latest place in Colorado to mandate vaccines or regular COVID testing for county and city workers. JeffCo's Board of Health issued the mandate Monday to go into effect November 1st. Workers who can't show proof of vaccination or a valid exemption will be tested weekly. JeffCo joins the state and Denver, among other large employers, in implementing a vaccine mandate for government employees. A new study says cleaner trucks and vans would help lower greenhouse gas emissions and reduce air pollution in Colorado. The state-commissioned analysis says that would result in more than $20 billion in benefits to the public. CDOT's Kay Kelly says while there aren't many electric 18-wheelers yet, there are opportunities with other large vehicles powered by batteries, hydrogen, and renewable natural gas.
There are a lot of offerings in the transit and school bus markets. So we think that that's probably the lowest hanging fruit we have. We still might need a stepladder to get to it.
Industry groups are worried about high upfront costs for zero emissions vehicles. The study says those models can be cheaper in the long run. Northern Colorado's regional airport is getting a direct route to Las Vegas. Avelo Airlines says it will start offering 2 direct flights a week from the Loveland Airport to Vegas starting in December. Last week, the airport relaunched commercial flights for the first time in 5 years. Regional airports in Colorado Springs, Montrose, and Steamboat Springs have also recently announced plans to grow their numbers of routes. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver is at 42 degrees with a few clouds. Today is going to be pretty chilly. The high is going to be 59. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it's 46 degrees with a lot of sun. The high will be 63.